Right, here we are again. Isabel Community Cafe. Another week has flown by, and Gaynor is looking completely in control as she strolls around the kitchen. Gaynor, what are you making?
Today we're making cheesy potato croquettes.
First question, usual silly question, why are they called croquettes?
That is what they call the usual silly question. I have no idea.
No, I've got no idea. But anyway, what have we got in front of us on this table?
If this is what you can do with leftover mashed potato.
Really?
Mm. So you've got leftover mashed potato, you put it in a bowl, leave it in the fridge overnight.
Yeah.
Add as much cheese as you want to it. The cheesier the better, in my opinion.
Right.
So that'll be my normal handfuls. When you get it out of the fridge, it's going to be a bit hard. So you use your warm hands to squish it all together.
And you're doing
squishing.
The
And then you make them into cylindrical rolls.
Hey. So they're like big, fat, short sausages.
Yeah.
Sausage roll type.
Yes.
Yeah. So just going back a bit.
Yeah.
So you get your mashed potato.
Mashed potato.
Yeah.
Cheese.
You kept in the fridge.
Yeah.
You shove it in a glass bowl or something.
Yeah. I just put it in a bowl.
Just a bowl.
Yeah.
Then, and chuck grated cheese in.
Yeah.
And mix it up.
Salt
with your
pepper.
Hands.
Salt mix pepper. It up with your hands. Form it into the shape of short fat sausages.
Yeah.
And then, this is the technical bit.
Cool.
So you take this is where you get messy as well.
Okay.
I'll just see if I can do
I'm going to stand back.
So you dip it in plain flour, roll it in plain flour.
Yeah.
Right. From the flour, you dip it into egg.
So like just one beaten egg or something?
There's two in there because
right.
It makes it deeper.
Two beaten eggs in a bowl.
From the egg, you go into the golden breadcrumbs that you had in your cupboard because you bought them at a supermarket before.
Right.
And then you cover them ends as well, so just stand it on its end.
Yeah.
So they're all covered in nice golden breadcrumbs.
Ooh, that looks good.
And then you drop it into, let's hope it's hot enough.
It's sizzling.
It is sizzling,
it's
yeah.
Sizzling.
Into a hot wok of oil. Well,
hot wok.
A wok with about an inch of oil in, just so it goes up halfway up the side of the thing.
Okay.
You can cook them in the oven. They take about 20 minutes in the oven.
Okay.
So
you prefer frying them?
Well, I'll tell you why I'm frying them. Because I know that you'll want to taste it. And if...
Yeah.
So I thought I'd do it this way. Yeah,
you.
I forgot to put the flour on that one. That's because I was talking to you. But never mind. So same procedure.
So fat sausage roll that you've made with mashed potato and
cheese.
Into dip it in the flour.
Yeah.
Coat it with flour.
You could, if you wanted it to be a bit spicy, season the flour with kind of spicy stuff.
Ooh.
If you wanted to.
Yeah.
Dip it in the egg. I've given up with the tongs, look.
So. Right.
And then into the breadcrumbs.
So flour, egg, and then
breadcrumbs
in three separate little containers.
Yep.
And then once you've got it coated with the brown breadcrumbs, into the frying pan thing.
They're sizzling more now.
Sizzling.
You can make your own breadcrumbs by using old bread and crumbling them into breadcrumbs.
Okay.
Put them on an oven tray, stick them in a hot oven for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So that's quite easy as well, but I'm cheating today.
So how much, and give us an idea how much quantity you need to make some for a family? A couple of croquettes each would
well,
be
yeah,
enough.
I mean, out of that, I had a half a Pyrex bowl, sorry I said Pyrex, half a Pyrex bowl of mashed potato, and out of that I've got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, so you've got enough there.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
But you can make as many as you want to make because it just uses up your leftovers.
Yeah, okay.
And we need to use our leftovers.
We do. So again, it's cooking on a budget.
It certainly is.
And making the most of what you've got already, like leftovers.
Left in your cupboard
yes.
or not. In your fridge even.
In the fridge, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and the breadcrumbs, you can just buy those as in the supermarket.
Yep. And they come in a tub.
Okay.
Like that.
Yeah.
That's a tub.
The
lid back
oh, well, it says on the tub, look, golden breadcrumbs.
Golden
fancy
breadcrumbs.
That.
And they're only about 150, I suppose.
Okay.
And you'll do quite a lot out of that, because you can keep them in your cupboard for a while.
Yeah.
So.
Wicked.
No, I'm not going to put any more in there, because that looks
so cool. We've got four sizzling.
Four sizzling.
That's three for me and one for you.
Yeah, give that a turn.
How long for then, do you reckon?
Just till they go golden.
So you just have to keep watching them.
Yeah, just sort of nice goldeny.
It's a bit like cooking fish in batter colour, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know when they're done. Ooh, listen to that sizzle.
Right. And then when they're done, just drain them on some kitchen paper.
Yeah.
And they're nice if you have a bit of salad cream on the side of your plate and you can dip them in.
Yeah.
You can eat them cold if you want to.
Yeah.
So you can have them, like, you know when you're watching a film on the telly and you like munchies?
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good idea. Yeah. Okay. So all-purpose.
All-purpose.
Brunch.
What I'm going to do with these is use them for the roast dinner.
Okay.
As a vegetable on the side.
Oh, that's a nice idea.
Well, no, that's what my intention is. But the minute I get these into the cafe, I'll get jumped on.
Yeah,
I've made so many mistakes this week.
Have you?
Well, I've been experimenting.
Right.
So I made millionaire shortbread last Thursday.
Yeah.
It was nearly a war because I only made, I made half for a birthday party and I only took four out to the cafe.
Yeah.
Well, they just were arguing as to who was more entitled to have to buy them.
Really?
Mm.
Got a food war.
So I made, and then yesterday, was it yesterday, Monday? One of the ladies came in and she said, oh, you haven't got any cakes yet? And I went, no, I'll just quickly rustle up some scones. So I did some cheese ones and some fruit ones. And then somebody said, oh, they'd be really nice with cream and jam. And I went, well, nip over the shop and get some cream. I've got some jam. Well, I made 12 fruit and 12 cheese at 2:30.
Yeah.
Bear in mind, we close at 4.
Yeah.
So that's 24. How many do you think were left at the end of the day?
Not one.
All gone. So, there's people getting nicknames now. Somebody's been nicknamed Five Bellies. They're a really tiny person, she is. A tiny person. But she...
We're not naming names, though, are we? No. That wouldn't be right,
no.
Would it?
No. But jealousy, and so I actually threatened everyone and said I wasn't going to make any more cakes.
So what is it about chocolate and cakes, then?
I don't know.
Because they're not exactly healthy eating.
No, it's not healthy eating at all, but I have warned them if they keep fighting, I'm not making it any more.
Quite right, too.
So, I've just been given the instructions now. When you've done that, can you make some more millionaire shortbread?
Really?
And we need some more... Yeah, that's all I'm doing.
Just say no,
Gaynor. It's time. Oh, can I give a plug?
Yeah, go on.
For Monday.
Yes.
We have... older voices for people over the age of 50 are going to start using us as their base. One Monday a month.
Yeah.
And it's the grand opening. So we've got tea and cakes and all sorts happening on Monday.
What time Monday?
It's, I believe, 12 till 2.
Yeah.
Or is it 2 till 4?
Monday afternoon.
On Monday afternoon. Well, if you go for, go for 1:30, you can have a cup of tea and then go in,
Okay.
If I'm wrong.
Lunchtime-ish.
Lunchtime-ish, yes.
Yeah, at the Isabel Community Cafe
on
Monday
coming. Yes, it's in the community room, so the gate will be open and it'll be just go down the side. And we've got a big banner up outside.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So
all welcome over the age of 50?
Yes.
Right. And what actually happens at these events then? What's going to happen?
Do I look over 50?
No. Nowhere near.
That was a really nice lie you just said there. Bear in mind that I'm pushing 57. What happens there? There's just a place for older people to chat. They've got any issues and they have a
social event.
It's a social event, yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's really nice if you're sort of a bit on your own, a bit isolated.
Yeah.
Come on down.
Oh, that's good. And that's a brand new thing for Newport.
There is a couple in other parts of Newport, but it's the Pan and Barton.
Oh, okay.
They are. That's they're all in now,
great.
So you can stop dancing from place
to
place.
You can stop moving. I'll stop dancing.
Yeah, I will stop.
Oh, look at the state of your finger.
Oh no, because I was using the doodah, wasn't I?
Gaynor now has 10 like croquette shaped fingers.
Because I was using a tongue, and then
yeah, you like squishing, don't you?
I do like squishing.
Yeah, you do like a squish.
So
yeah,
I think cooking should be hands on. Yeah. Sorry, I'm moving again because I've got to turn them.
Well, they're a nice colour.
That one's caught a little bit. That was left in too
long.
All
right, we're going to let you off.
Well, as far as I'm aware, no one can see that. So if we hadn't said anything.
Brilliant.
So
we're sorted, aren't we?
Yeah.
So, and you had your first cooking on a budget training course today, didn't you? A full house.
There you go, look. Nice.
Oh, that's lovely.
See all the cheese all melted inside.
I'm going to go off air now, and so
you're
going to
eat that,
properly.
Aren't you? Yeah. I can tell. It's nice and crunchy.
Yeah, lovely. Thanks, Gaina.
No problem.
We'll see you
next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.